Welcome. It is the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson. And it is Thursday, honey. It is Tasty Taco Thursday, baby. And mama loves her some tacos. Okay. Listen, it's August 26, 2021, 4 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 5 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Let me give my shout out, honey. I have the baddest team on the planet, Fierce Nation International. They rocks, honey. They really do. They rock. They are the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Africa, Kenya, Zimbabwe, have an honorary member in India. So proud of him. He dropped his EP on his 33rd birthday, Karan Patani. He did a smashing, awesome promotion with the network, and he is doing just fabulous. So proud of him. And also Cookie the Cookie Monster, Mr. Black MP Well, also did a promotion with us, and he is rocking it all over Ghana. He is rocking it, and tearing it up. Yes, he is. He has the cookie dance going on, and I'm so proud of Mr. Black MP Well. Yes, indeed. But listen, super bad promotion going on this weekend and all of next week. Lolita Moore. Yes. Lolita Moore and the group JAP, Justice and Peace. Justice and Peace. Listen, I want y'all to stick around with me just a little while. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to hear the music. Got some super bad stuff. Gonna play some real good music, and y'all gonna really gonna enjoy it. Have another tune that's coming up a little bit later, The Highs and Lows. I'm gonna play that, so we're gonna have a great time. Right now, I have a word from a sponsor. Take a listen to this. This is Into the Woody Hills. Into the Woody Hills.
In this technology-filled world, it is easy for our kids to get lost in video games, the internet, and so on, such that they forget just how beautiful the world around them is. Does this sound like your little ones? Would you want them to change their perspective so that they can see that the world is full of so much richness and beauty? If so, the book from author Dwayne Williams, Into the Woody Hills, available on Amazon, is the help you've been searching for. This must-read book will resonate with your kids and teach them that there is more to life than just screens. It makes the perfect gift for any child in your life, your own kids, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, even kids in your classroom. So are you ready to change your kids' lives? One story can change everything and help you achieve all of this. Into the Woody Hills is an amazing storybook designed for all children that will teach kids the beauty of the world around us. Order your copy right now on Amazon, Into the Woody Hills, from author Dwayne Williams.
Yes, indeed. Also, educators, I do want to let you know, Into the Woody Hill is available on Amazon.com. It makes a great gift, you know, for your children, nieces, nephews, and educators. It makes a great gift for some of your students. Yes. Sometimes educators do give their students gifts. I have an auntie who used to teach. She's retired now. She was an educator. And she would always get little gifts for her students. She always shopped, and she just loved the children just like they were her own, and she would get different gifts and things and give them to the students. So, educators, you can as well get a gift into the Woody Hills at Amazon.com. It is available paperback and on the Kindle devices. It's $4.99 on Kindle. Now, listen, I have a great song that's coming up by Lolita Moore, special promotion going on with Lolita Moore and JAP, Justice and Peace. I can't wait to get to that. And also a song, High and Low. I'm going to play that just as well from Brother Jonathan. Now, I want you to take a listen to this. This is God is Good. Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
God is good all the time. He is good. So
the reason that I woke up this everything is going wrong. He always makes a way.
Y'all got to remember when you sow a seed into somebody's life, See, when you sow that seed, it comes back to you. But we don't sow seeds just to be getting something, put your hand out. No, it don't work like that. You don't put a seed in the ground and then put your hand out to God. No, baby. You put the seed in the ground because you love God and you enjoy God's people and you're blessing them. You're blessing them. So that's what you do. So when you, oh, Lord, here I go preaching again. So when you, oh, glory to God. So when you put the seed in the ground, listen to me, I'm good. When you put that seed in the ground, you're putting it in there cheerfully. You're putting it in there because you love God. Hallelujah. And we know it's going to multiply because of the word of God. Yes, 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 yes. So if we have a faith as great as mustard seed, guess what? You know, you move mountains. But what I'm telling you, when you sow them seeds, somebody must need to sow some seeds right here. Listen, y'all sow y'all seeds, honey, because the harvest is coming up. You know, I know we got this thing with the Delta strain of COVID, but, you know, when we push that aside, you know, because God is still good. Mm-hmm. Miss Ford sang, telling us God is still good. So we still holding on. Uh-huh, to God's hand, we're still doing it. Lord, I'm planning out the woman's tour, and she didn't even say she's going to do tour. Okay, let's keep on moving with this promotion. I get all excited, hallelujah, glory to God. So that's God is good, God is good. I really enjoyed that. And I know y'all enjoying it, too, and I do have a break. Mm-hmm. Into the Woody Hills. You know, we're trying to teach the children about reading and books. And so that's why we have this sponsor telling the children and the parents about Into the Woody Hills, about books and things that and whatnot. This author is Dwayne Williams on Amazon.com. This is Into the Woody Hills.
In this technology-filled world, it is easy for our kids to get lost in video games, the internet, and so on, such that they forget just how beautiful the world around them is. Does this sound like your little ones? Would you want them to change their perspective so that they can see that the world is full of so much richness and beauty? If so, the book from author Dwayne Williams, Into the Woody Hills, available on Amazon, is the help you've been searching for. This must-read book will resonate with your kids and teach them that there is more to life than just screens. It makes the perfect gift for any child in your life, your own kids, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, even kids in your classroom. So are you ready to change your kids' lives? One story can change everything and help you achieve all of this. Into the Woody Hills is an amazing storybook designed for all children that will teach kids the beauty of the world around us. Order your copy right now on Amazon, Into the Woody Hills, from author Dwayne Williams.
Yes, that's Into the Woody Hills by the author Dwayne Williams. And you know something? What I want to say about reading and the book Into the Woody Hills on Amazon.com, we expand our children's understanding and knowledge. We know that they are attached to the mobile devices. We understand that they love their mobile devices. They love their tablets and iPads and their laptops and notebooks. We understand that. But what we want to say, we want to set aside time for children and reading books. So this is a storybook, Into the Woody Hills. And we want to expand our children. We do. We want to expand them. We want them to be well-rounded. We want them to be educated and informed. We really do. And so a way to do that is by starting out reading storybooks like Into the Woody Hills to expand their understanding, expand their creativity. We want them to be imaginative and creativity. And when we do this by reading and socializing them into reading. Yes, indeed. So that's Into the Woody Hills. Up next, I have JAP, Justice and Peace, Justice and Peace. And they are featuring Arena Vox. You guys, this is a music project that started back in 2019, and after just 2 years of composing, they have brought together some great musicians. They really have, and they have a project called Justice and Peace, Justice and Peace, and it is phenomenal. It is phenomenal. I'm going to play the music, and the website is JAP, justiceandpeace.com. So once again, the website is JAP, justiceandpeace.com. Again, the website is JAP, justiceandpeace.com. I want you guys to visit the website. It's really phenomenal. Okay, and so it has a lot of great pictures there, and you can read about the artists and what they are doing. And so it is just wonderful and phenomenal. I want you to check that out. And the name of the song is In the Cage, In the Cage. Let's take a listen. Listen to In the Cage.
Aye. Blood. Gangline. KKB shit, nigga. Gangline.
Daryl made that bitch.
Don't say you love me. If you gon' leave me in the end, I'm 10 toes down, that nigga, I can't bend, I want money. Shit, fuck a friend, cause the money gon' be there for me in the end. Don't say you love me, if you gon' leave me in the end, I'm 10 toes down, that nigga, I can't bend, I want.
Mr. Engineer, you know, I had to knock on the engineer door because he fell asleep again. You know, I done told y'all this a couple of times. I paid the engineer $1.75 an hour. You know, he walked out on me, and when he comes back, he have a tendency to kind of fall asleep, you know, in the booth back there, and he's playing In the End, which is not the song. I sing In the Cage, not In the End. So wake up, you know. I may have to send him back to school to get a little bit more education. You know, I might have to bump it up to 2,000 hours, still $1.75. So I say In the Cage. In the Cage is by Justice and Peace. It's a music project. Here we go now. In the Cage. Let's go. All right, that is phenomenal. In the Cage. You know, I really like that. what I really do like about In the Cage is more than just music. It is a music project. It is a cry out for social injustice. Now, you know what? Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm a really, really big person. When it comes to injustice and inequality, I tell you, it just really strikes a chord to me about social injustice. And I really don't want to pull out my soapbox, and because I'll be here all night talking about social injustice. I started my dissertation is partly about social injustice. And what I talk about in social injustice is about the lesbian, the gay, bisexual, transgender community, how it is such an injustice that they don't have the same things in place the way they do for heterosexual students. So there's a difference when it comes to the access of mentors. We don't have, maybe now it's a little bit different because I started writing my dissertation a few years back, so things have changed a little bit. But when I wrote my dissertation and was doing my study, it was about the injustice when it comes to that community and college students. And so when it comes to social injustice, I think the scales are supposed to be balanced. It is supposed to be balanced. And so students of, whether you're black, white, whether you're heterosexual, or if you're homosexual, if you're lesbian, if you're bisexual, or if you're transgender, you are supposed to have the same access to everyone on campus everywhere. And so if there are mentors for one type of student, they're supposed to be mentors for the other type. So that's what my study was all about. So I said all of that to say this. You know, mama always got all kind of lessons. So I said that to say this. When it comes to injustice, you know, there's a lot of different types of injustice. And there is more than just, you know, people of color. I know we got history. I know we got history. Mama understand there's history when it comes to people of color, you know, and racism. And I know there's injustice, but there are so many different types of injustice. You know what I'm saying? Listen, the Jews have been treated, you know, with injustice. Okay. And so they have been through that type of thing. And so, and now we have different communities. And so I believe, now listen here now, don't get it twisted. I'm a woman of God, and I believe in God, and I know what the Bible says. So listen, don't leave me no comments, because I'm talking about, you know, when it comes to lesbian and gays and heterosexual. Now listen, God wants to love everybody, so it's supposed to be balanced, but you still got to say, you know, repent for your sins, okay? So now listen, okay, that's a whole different story. So I said all that to say this. There is all type of social injustice and inequality, you know, in the world. There's more than just, okay, well, I got dark skin, I got brown skin. You know, what about other people? They are suffering as well when it comes to the Jews. And so, you know, I don't want to get off on that platform, and I don't want to get political here. And so I do have some more music that I want to play during this promotion. I have Highs and Lows. I'm going to play that. And on Highs and Lows, the artist is Jonathan, and he's singing about, you know, we got to stick with God. You want to stick with God during your highs and your lows, because we all experience, you know, all different types of days. We have good days. We have bad days. You know, we got some days where we want to stay in the bed. We want to cry. You know, in them days, you got to really say, Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me. You know what I mean? And so, you know, it's just real. It's real life, y'all. It's real life. Ain't nobody singing and going hoopty-doopty hallelujah every day. Come on now. So we got good days. We got bad days, because there's always something that's going on. Life is life. You know, and life brings different things into our lives. Life brings challenges. And so what he's singing about, the highs and lows, we got to still praise God. We got to still praise God, because God is always good. Just like Lolita said when she was singing, God is good. God is good all the time. Hallelujah. You know, just the way Tyler Perry say, hallelujah. Okay, now let's go. This is High and Low.
Picture my eyes and my nose. I'm always praising the Lord.
All right, now that's high and low. We're going to always praise the Lord through our high and our low. Did y'all hear what I'm saying? We're going to praise God. We got to praise him, you know, during our highs and our lows. Okay, and I got, do you know the man, Miss Lolita Moore? Do you know him? Do you know the Lord? Do you know the Lord? Terry, now I can't go back to preach now, but listen, let me say this. Mama got to say this. You know, when we was coming along, you know, and the mothers of the church were asked to Terry, do y'all know the Lord? Y'all know the Lord. You know, we be up on the altar. Y'all probably don't remember this. Y'all might not be old enough, but mommy's way past 50. And so back in them days, we went to church on Sunday, all day on Sunday, and you be in Bible band and Bible class on Tuesday. Then you got Thursday night service, and then you got Friday night. Friday night is Holy Ghost night. Friday, you already know it's Holy Ghost night on Friday. And so Mother Church would come around to tell you, you know the Lord. And some say yes, some say no. And she tells y'all, come on up to this altar every night. Come on up here now. So all the children, you come up to the altar, and then they start praying with you. And the Mother Campbell, she starts praying, you know, and you call on Jesus. Every night, call on Jesus. She says, call Jesus. And we'd be up there saying, Jesus. And honey, by the time you finish saying Jesus, you sure enough going to know some Jesus. You sure enough going to know the man by the time Mother Campbell got through with you up on that altar, because she's going to pray with you, she's going to labor with you until you call on Jesus. You're getting the Holy Ghost on Friday night. Them that didn't have the Holy Ghost, if you didn't know the Lord, everybody get up on the altar, you know, and then you got one in advances working with one group, you got mother working with the other one, some don't know Jesus, they're getting saved, and some getting the Holy Ghost, okay? And so we all saying, Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So listen, I'm so glad I know Jesus. Do y'all know Jesus? Just say amen, okay? So this is, do you know the Lord? Do you
know the Lord? Come on, let me hear you put your hands together. Yeah. Do you know him? Do you know the man who breathed the Jewish people? Do you know the man who can free the Gentiles? Do you know the man who will save your soul from sin and shame? Oh yes, he'll make you whole. Do you know the man from Galilee who descended from heaven to deliver?
Of the red hair.
Do you know him? Yes, I can say I know him. Thank God Almighty. This one is Hold On.
Broken cage, you don't know how much further you can go. The enemy's trying his best to pull you down, but just look to the hills, 'cause you've come too far to turn around. But he'll come to your rescue. I promise he'll be there when you need. Destiny of your soul is too important. You're heaven bound, so just hang on in there a little longer, 'cause I'm a living witness, you will get stronger.
Would you do that for me, please? I would really greatly appreciate it. Visit the website, lolitasmusic.com, lolitasmusic.com. And she really does have some great things to offer, music inspiration, motivation. She really does. And I'm hoping we get that tour. You know, I'm hoping we get that virtual tour, okay? And I'm just putting it out there in the universe. You know, I'm just putting it on out there. We get that tool, but we get to enjoy her. You know, that'd be so nice. And y'all remember JAT, Justice and Peace, the Justice and Peace Music Project, and the music from Brother Jonathan, Highs and Low. And also have another intermission that I need to play right now because Mama is out of time. And this is Into the Woody Hills, and Mama is just about out of time. I got to be going on up out of here. Don't want me to turn the lights down on me. This is Into the Woody Hills.
In this technology-filled world, it is easy for our kids to get lost in video games, the internet, and so on, such that they forget just how beautiful the world around them is. Does this sound like your little ones? Would you want them to change their perspective so that they can see that the world is full of so much richness and beauty? If so, the book from author Dwayne Williams, Into the Woody Hills, available on Amazon, is the help you've been searching for. This must-read book will resonate with your kids and teach them that there is more to life than just screens. It makes the perfect gift for any child in your life, your own kids, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, even kids in your classroom. So are you ready to change your kids' lives? One story can change everything and help you achieve all of this. Into the Woody Hills is an amazing storybook designed for all children that will teach kids the beauty of the world around us. Order your copy right now on Amazon, Into the Woody Hills, from author Dwayne Williams.
All right, now that is Into the Woody Hills, Into the Woody Hills. I want you to visit Amazon.com, Amazon.com, and the author is Dwayne Williams. This is a great book, storybook for children, ages 0 through 12, and I know that you will enjoy it. Just visit Amazon.com, honey, and take a look at the book, Into the Woody Hills. And Mama is out of time, y'all, but guess what? I get to do it again on tomorrow. You've been listening to the Fierce Female Network on iHeartRadio.com.
You motivated.